bloodbath in Kenya as police opens fire on protesters. A minimum of 5 casualties outside the parliament premises were observed by the reporters, following the commencement of police gunfire. Despite the prior use of tear gas and water cannons, the protesters remained undeterred. According to local media reports, a violent clash between riot police and anti-tax protesters in Nairobi, the capital of Kenya, resulted in the tragic loss of numerous lives today as at least 8 people were shot and killed. The footage released by the local TV station shows law enforcement officers firing gunshots in order to disperse a gathering attempting to breach the National Assembly while legislators were passing a finance bill that introduced contentious taxes. A minimum of 5 casualties outside the parliament premises were observed by the reporters, following the commencement of police gunfire. Despite the prior use of tear gas and water cannons, the protesters remained undeterred. The Kenya Human Rights Commission has reported that it observed the police shooting 4 individuals, resulting in the death of 1. We vehemently denounce the killing by the police. Such acts are intolerable and represent a serious infringement of human rights. It is crucial to ensure justice and hold those responsible accountable. We will actively advocate for police accountability, wrote the non-governmental organization in a statement on X, previously known as Twitter. Based on multiple accounts, the group of individuals overpowered the authorities on site and gained access to the legislative building, where they proceeded to ignite a portion of the structure. A police car was reportedly also set ablaze. Last week, Kenya witnessed a surge of protests organized by the young people in response to the government's 2024 finance bill. The bill's objective is to generate an extra $2.7 billion in taxes to address the country's budget deficit. The demonstrators have been urging members of parliament to retract the proposed tax hikes, which encompass a 2.5% yearly tax on car ownership and a 16% tax on bread. However, due to public outrage, the tax on bread was eventually removed from the legislation. In spite of the public outcry, the finance bill was passed by lawmakers today with a vote of 195 in favor and 106 against. The bill now awaits the signature of President William Ruto, who is expected to sign it. Although Ruto has committed to engaging in discussions to tackle the issues raised by the youth following the deaths of at least 2 individuals during the recent demonstrations, in his first comments on today's protests, he stated that the demonstrations were taken over by criminals and expressed support for the police.